T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
Proximity to me over fame and fortune is definitely what most financial advisors would recommend.
Afternoons on the Score.
3-1 from Perth, Australia. He's bounced around and he's been a closer and a good one for a lot of years.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons on the Score.
Liam Hendricks, one of many players who was mic'd up last night, had the earpiece, was supposed to be two-way communication. Fox took a lot of big swings during the game last night. They were talking to players when they were batting, when they were pitching, when they were in the field, doing interviews. The bullpen phone was live. They showed communication between player and umpire. At times, I thought it was a very fun, different, interactive broadcast. What did you think?
Absolutely. I remember the first time a couple years ago they did it with George Springer when he was out there in the outfield. And now they're really trying to push the boundaries every year. And credit to our guy, friend of the show, Joe Buck, who made some very awkward interactions passable. Like Xander Bogaerts was first, the Red Sox shortstop, and he was terrible. Ended up being a terrible choice by production to be first. But Joe just like was kind of laughing at himself about it and laughing at the awkwardness. And, you know, when at times when Fernando Tatis or Nelson Cruz wasn't responding and Joe would go, can you hear us? I don't know if they can hear us. You know, it just felt very natural and real. And I thought he made it work in a good way. But yeah, man, I loved all those swings. Some of them worked. Some of them didn't. And but that's what these games are for, to do that kind of thing and to experiment.
And I get, like, let me just say on the front end here, I'm not naive. I understand that this game doesn't have any real stakes attached to it. So the players are much more relaxed, looser. They will buy in. They will try things, as opposed to games of consequence when they're playing for the playoffs and their contracts and millions of dollars. Like, I understand what you're talking about there. Like, I get that there will be a more willing participation from the players as opposed to in this game than otherwise. Mm-hmm. But the reason these guys make the money they make, the number one reason, is not because of the balls that they hit or the tickets that we buy. It is because of the television contracts.
Mm-hmm.
It is a television product. And so making that product in a world where people are cutting the cord and there are more choices than ever, making that product as compelling as you possibly can is absolutely aligned with the pocketbook interests of the participants in these games. So I don't think it would be impossible to get some buy-in from players and the players' union to give more access during games. Do I think it's a good idea for you to stand in the box and be live interviewed when you're trying to hit a 100-mile-an-hour fastball? No. I think that's ridiculous. I don't think that that's very safe, and I don't think that that is going to happen. But players playing defense?
Yeah.
I could see it. And the broadcaster knows, hey, if that ball is hit to you, I shut up. Like, I'm going to stop talking to the left fielder when the ball is in play.
I think eventually, Danny, the appetite for more access and the appetite for innovation will coincide with the network's desperation for viewers, as you're talking about, and we are going to get some of this stuff. I'll go ahead and say that some of the things that you're going to bring up here, I might be a no to now, but I think if we had this conversation in a decade, some of these things are going to happen because of the scarcity of live events to really own viewers and the need to make it super special to make those contracts worth the ever escalating prices.
Danny, right. I'm making a manual back here for the show for fixing baseball. So just to straighten things out, idea number one is give the fans more access to players, correct? The game. That's idea number one, priority number one.
I'm not saying that it is the top priority, but in terms of this conversation, yeah, I think that matters. Get to know these guys.
Shane, if you're doing that, I have some stuff. Like, I have rules about pace of play and getting more balls in play. I have that stuff, but we can do that in another segment. Just leave some space in there for that, as long as we're fixing the game. Okay.
There's a lot to fix.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's start with one that I don't think there should be pushback from.
Okay.
In all sports, umpires, referees should be live mic'd, and the broadcast crew should be able to go to them whenever they want. There is nothing that a referee should be saying during a game that should not be something that could be broadcast for public consumption.
Yeah, what are they afraid of? Oh, here comes a makeup call. Yeah, well, I had to give him that one. Or like that kind of stuff, or some of the BS, whatever.
No, I know their job is hard. I know they're underpaid. I know it leads to scrutiny. But transparency, and I would even say that you should be able to have, like, when there is a replay in baseball, it should be announced to the stadium.
Oh, 100%.
And to the broadcast.
There is no reason right now that the crew chief of an MLB game, he absolutely should be mic'd up right now. Because too often, we have no idea what the hell just happened and what got ruled on.
And with an earpiece. Why could, if there was a controversial call, like instead of an All-Star game last night, it's a World Series. There's a controversial call. They go to a replay. The umpire has to explain to the managers what it is. Why is he not able to talk to Joe Buck, the broadcaster of the World Series, and explain what that call was if he's umpiring second base? I get if he's doing balls and strikes, the game's going to go on. But, like, if he's at second base or third base, you're telling me he can't answer a question or two and give me a little bit of live transparency in the game? I don't understand why not.
I think that's an easy one. That's an easy one. I'm a yes, and you need the umpires to buy in. And all these things, there could be caveats. Like, they could have a button that they could press to turn themselves off if they're going to say something personal to, because they have relationships with some of these players. They should have a mute button or a cough button like we do.
Sure. Okay. Sure. But I'm just, for the most part, we get nothing from refs in sports. We should be able to hear basically any communication that the broadcast deems necessary to communicate to the audience what they want to know. Like, I think that should be opened up in a big way. Like, last night, I thought it was cool that you could hear the manager on the bullpen phone down to the bullpen coach. It's brief, but whatever. Don't curse. Mm-hmm. When you're give me the lefty. I'm going to him in the next at bat.
Yeah, sure. That's cool. Is this the next idea? Is this step two?
Yeah. Well, just again, this is not in order, but these are just things that I noticed that I feel like are relatively easy and obvious. But to hear coaches communicating, and you'd say, well, then that tips off to the other team.
Yes. Imagine this: a real game, and the manager says, "Okay, get me Bummer and Evan Marshall up, or get me Bummer and Kopech up, and Bummer's only for this guy, you know, a Bummer is for the lefty and Kopech's for that guy.
Well, there's a three-batter rule now.
Right. But I mean, but still, it's like, you know, you there's no way that they would. I don't think that they would go for that. I don't think that managers would go for that.
There's too much of an opportunity to give up strategy, though. There's too much of an opportunity to give up strategy. If you say, like, that's always on tape now, that all the teams know, hey, if this kind of hitter comes up, they're going to go with Evan Marshall. So let's pinch hit for this guy or not pinch hit for this guy.
Or even what their reasoning is. Like, some teams are smart enough to say, all right, if it's a line drive hitter, I'm going with this guy because he throws at a different plane. Or, you know, and some teams are stupid enough to say and just think about handedness. You know, I don't think you're going to get them to give up that stuff.
Okay.
Well, Chris Bryant, Joe, is one of those players along with Baez, possibly Kimbrel, on who and where he may go if the Cubs.
Yeah. We'll find time. We'll see if we can get him for the next guy, but just make sure he's good to go.
Got it.
That's the bullpen phone in action, not an air traffic controller from 1994.
Yeah, but it was cool. It felt like you were hearing something that you don't normally hear. And I hear what you guys are. I understand what you guys are saying, but maybe it could be slight tape delay. And if they do say anything that is deemed to be giving away too much strategy, fine. But if not, then play it as the guy's coming in. This was the call to the pen to get Kopech up.
Yeah.
And it's not like these guys warm up in secret anyway. Like, it's announced in the stadium on a scoreboard. Like, the other team is allowed to know who is warming up in the bullpen.
No, it's absolutely true. I think the point that you just made about the slight tape delay, and we talked about a little bit with Scalabrini in terms of the NBA and how there's a guy in there who's listening. He's like, no, you can't do that, can't do that. That's where this stuff is going to end up being played out, is like in the agreements that the networks have with the leagues. They say, okay, we will allow a 2-minute delay, but these are the parameters, and it'll be under much less control than it is now. Because it's clear that whoever's making that decision isn't letting Jack squat through in the NBA circumstance. That could be interesting.
And personally, I really don't want to hear that conversation. I could just see when they're up in the bullpen, because I don't think we're actually going to learn too much from those conversations. I would assume that they're mostly quick. Like Tony La Russa just being like, hey, let's get Bummer up. I think that's mostly going to be a lot to like 75% of the conversations. I think they're going to be short and sweet.
They probably are going to be short and sweet, but I just think that more microphones, more access, more discussion is a worthwhile thing. And I think that these broadcasts are way too conservative in when they have mic'd up people, what they do share after the fact in that slight tape delay.
Yeah, like that, crazy conservative.
Crazy conservative. I think that it would be awesome if, at first base, the first baseman or first base itself is mic'd up so that we could hear, oh, man, here's Freddie Freeman and Anthony Rizzo down there. Freeman just hit a single, old buddies hanging out, reminiscing about the time that Rizzo struck him out. And we could listen into a conversation in tape delay if you need to because you're so scared of cursing. But first base being mic'd up for Major League Baseball to hear the banter as guys get to the base that they get to most frequently would be incredible.
The best stuff last night was Freddie Freeman, who is the modern-day Sean Casey. He is the mayor at first base. So affable, so fun, so chill. I thought that was the absolute best stuff, and I think that is ideal. That, I mean, totally take people inside the game, might hear the first base coach saying stuff, see some interaction that way, see how these guys, I mean, Aaron Judge didn't know that Freddie was mic'd, so Freddie told him, just so you know, and you're making me look short. Like that to me is the first one that I think is going to be a go in baseball. Well, some affable first baseman is going to say, yep, I would do that, and some team is going to green light that.
It should happen.
Yes.
That should just happen. And then in other sports, man, I think it's transferable. Like, I watch a decent amount of golf. The course book that you have for, like, reading the green, it's out there. Like, I should hear the player talking to his caddy.
Like we did on the match. Right?
Every time. Every time. That should just, that should not, that you're not, it's not, if Tiger Woods hits an 8-iron and John Rahm hits a 9-iron, that's not like proprietary information that gives someone else a competitive advantage to put that out on a broadcast.
But let me ask you this. If one caddy is really good at reading a green, if Mickelson's caddy is great at reading a green, does he want Brooks Koepka to hear his caddy doing it? Like, are there caddy inequities?
Well,
do they exist?
The golfers are out at on the course at the same time for the most part.
Uh-huh.
And the whole location changes day to day. So if you had an early tee time and then you had one guy at a later tee time, if you wanted to use your time that day listening to the broadcast to hear Mickelson's caddy instead of warming up on the range in the putting green when you have a guidebook that tells you where the slopes are on the course, to me that's a really silly use of your time. And whatever
they would hire somebody, they'd hire somebody to listen for that stuff.
Danny, sure, you know what the problem is with tape delay? And credit to some texters and Twitchers who are also thinking this, you're killing live gambling. You're killing live betting.
No.
No, he's saying tape delay of the audio. Like have the audio and then not bring it back, not use it right away in real time.
Yeah, just like replay.
So
yeah,
you don't want to give the play-by-play guys the opportunity or the director of the crew to pot up first base during the live broadcast.
That if we did not live in such a conservative society about FCC broadcast rules that are unbelievably outdated, and people could handle hearing the F word on television, then we could do all of this live.
Is Fox in trouble for what happened with Liam Hendricks in the ninth inning last night?
I'd assume that they probably will be a little bit.
You think so?
Yeah, I'm sure they'll pay a fine.
But so Amazon, this was going to be one of the things that I got to. Amazon is the exclusive partner of Thursday Night Football.
Thursday Night Football, Amazon has the games, yes.
Curse. You're paying for it. You're opting in. Put a disclaimer up at the beginning of every quarter.
Mm-hmm.
You might hear explicit language from the field on this broadcast.
Also, nudity. Go ahead.
Yes, yeah.
I mean, as long as we're going there.
Definitely.
Today is National Nudes Day. Just
I saw that. Yeah. So gratuitous nudity. I don't know how you get, you know, multiple sexes involved, but they'll figure it out. They're Amazon. They're smart like that. All right.
Yeah.
Fine.
I get it. Nudity. That's fine. But during the football break, if you're opting into Thursday Night Football and there's a guy on the sidelines mic'd up, whoever it is, Pat Manley, Tom Brady, like whoever's willing to do it, and you go to that guy, and his live mic catches an F-bomb. Who cares?
Hmm. Well, you just mentioned the quarterback. Like, I don't know if you have it there, but like, star quarterback who wants to be an analyst anyway when his career is done, while his team is on defense, mic'd up with an opportunity to have a little Q&A right then and there. After he's gone over, he's looked at the film and he's blown off some steam and everything, then he's just standing there waiting to come back. I bet that access is going to be granted at some point in the next decade.
We saw it in the XFL.
Yes.
In the XFL broadcasts, the kicker would miss a kick and run off the field and be interviewed by the sideline reporter.
How'd that feel?
It was incredible. It was great.
Mm.
Now, obviously, football has...
We had to wait, like, what, 3 months for Cody Parkey on the Today Show? Could have had
away. Like 3 days on the Today Show.
Yeah.
And then. But no, that's... I think that's where this is going, and I think it would help. And I think that we need to push the boundaries of what is and is not acceptable and try to get these players to buy in and realize that it's good for them. It's good for their individual brands. It's good for the team brands. It's good for fan access. And I just think things like this being a little bit more acceptable with cursing. Now, football with a live mic for play calls, obviously that's something that you couldn't do because game plans are specific for that week and for that opponent, right? Like you couldn't put a live play call out there on a broadcast before that play happened. That is obviously something I don't want the competitive nature or the competitive balance to be completely thrown out.
Mm-hmm.
But am I willing to sacrifice a little bit of the privacy of these conversations on the field, on the court, for more of a broadcast like last night? Absolutely.
But you mentioned one of the names, Danny, and Tom Brady. Like, we think back to the Super Bowl. They had that touchdown to Antonio Brown, and we see Tom talking to Tyrann Mathieu. We never got that conversation, even though both guys were mic'd up. They didn't want that to go out there, and the NFL didn't allow it to go out there. So some of these guys might not want all those conversations out there, and that might just be the complete roadblock in the first place, because Scal might love it because he's trying to get a job after playing basketball, but Brady's fine.
But here's the thing, Sean. The NFL players get their ass kicked in every single CBA negotiation. And at some point, the NFL in the negotiations will say, we have the right to allow access to networks in our TV deals. And the TV networks will be driving that bus saying, our viewers need a little bit more or else we're going to lose them. And that's, you know, having talked to some people at some networks about this today as it came up, the networks are eventually going to drive that bus with their money and the players will be railroaded into submission.
Right. You're right.
Texter 815 Lance texting in. You guys ever watch NASCAR or never watch NASCAR, eh? The commentators interview the drivers after pit stops before the green flag drops. They have audio from crew chiefs and drivers during the race. I don't like NASCAR, but I've seen it, and yeah. These guys are driving 200 miles an hour and being interviewed.
I think people love that, and NASCAR fans love that. So thank you, Lance. I think Formula One has some of that as well. People love to watch Formula One, and you hear the crew chief talking to the driver a lot.
I love all these ideas, Danny. The optimist in me, which is a very minuscule part of me, of course would want it to happen. The realist in me says, maybe one day, give it 10, 15 years. The pessimist in me is like, yeah, that'd be nice, but there's no damn chance in the world that this version of baseball is going to allow that to happen, even though they know they're missing out on a younger audience and this could fix it. I don't trust the top leaders in baseball to do the right thing because they never do.
Oh no, they usually don't. They're terrible. And they're horrific and they're stewards of the owners, but they need the TV money more than anything.
They've always needed the TV money more than anything, and they're still not doing the right thing because how many chances have they had to get rid of blackout restrictions?
Well,
that's been 10 years now.
Right, but for the big stuff, for the big games, for the national TV money. I mean, it's the same thing. The local TV money is what's driving the blackout restrictions, and they're trying to protect that for each individual owner. But for the big TV money, if Fox eventually goes to them and says you need this, we're gonna have to do it, and they're gonna say yes at some point.
Right, but the least cool thing in the world right now is Rob Manfred and his front office. And I don't think that right now they're enjoying seeing Liam Hendricks all over Twitter swearing on their game, or Fernando Tatis being held as the star of the game, but then in the third inning, he's, you know, dropping F-bombs as he flies out to right center. Like, I don't know if MLB is loving the production and what happened last night.
Oh,
I can see that they might not.
They should be. Danny, do you think they're happy with the way things went last night?
They absolutely should be.
They should be.
If they're not, they're even more dense than I think that they are.
And they're pretty dense.
They are, but their social media team does a pretty good job, right? Like, the old stodgy baseball establishment gets mad at a bat flip, but the person who runs MLB's Instagram account puts out the footage of the bat flip. Like, I think that there are people in the league office that get it. Fox pays hundreds of millions of dollars to be the broadcast partner of the World Series and the All-Star game and the National game on Saturday in the second half of the season. Like, they asked for this type of access for this game, and they were granted it. Like, it's not like it's not like Rob Manfred was like, what?
Right.
Plus, Tatis is mic'd up.
I know.
Like, it's a surprise to them.
Plus, there are enough positives. Like, even if Tatis dropped the F-bomb, like, having him mic'd up when Vlad Guerrero homered and having Tatis go, oh, and throw his hands on his head like that because it was such a blast from his good friend, and having them bark back and forth at each other in Spanish as Vlad Guerrero went around the base, I thought that was awesome.
Who was the guy? I apologize for forgetting the names. Was it Albies who was mic'd up?
Yeah,
who,
at second base in like the eighth inning?
Yes, when the first baseman made the surprise throw down the second, when there was runners on first and second, and he got the guy out at second, and Albies was like, he was talking to Trey Turner, who was at short, and Albies relayed that Turner was like, yeah, he just said he was so scared he didn't think he was coming down there. It made me respect the difficulty of that play more.
Yes.
Like the difficulty of the play where I forgot who was playing first base. I apologize. Who fielded the ball and threw it to second base. That looked fairly routine to me, but you could tell from Albies relaying what Trey Turner said how high level of a play that was. Fans will learn more about the game. They will be more informed. They will be more invested. They will get to know more about the personality of these guys. They will become bigger fans of these players, and then you will breed more loyal fans and following of your sport. Every sport could learn from that broadcast last night.
Every single one. Eventually, they're all going to be desperate enough to agree to this kind of stuff. Yeah. That's the thing. The way that the numbers are splintering and viewers are decaying and cords are getting cut, they're going to need it eventually.
Yeah. And Texas, just add a 30-second delay and then you could go to it live. No, that messes up gambling because gambling's where they're making their biggest money right now other than TV. And then people in the stadium would be able to gamble ahead of when you saw it on TV. And that doesn't work. But figuring out a way to get guys to buy in, to relax a little bit of the restrictions on language, and to do some quicker turnaround time on tape delay, access point stuff, and loosen up the reins so the only things that we hear aren't nice swing and I got you on defense, and you actually get a little bit more of the personality there from these mic'd up guys, I think it would go a long way. We'll talk about how baseball has been marketing itself, not just from that broadcast, but overall the performance of the weekend coming up. Parkinson Spiegel on The Score.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The 200th home run in All-Star Game history, and you could have chopped that up into two.
Joe Buck Fox with the audio. Another cool moment in terms of access. Good weekend overall for Major League Baseball. Not talking about ratings necessarily, but great home run derby, Shohei Ohtani, the Major League Baseball draft on a couple of networks, compelling all-star game, a good broadcast. What did you think of how your game did for a showcase event?
Thought they did pretty well. You know, we're always saying, man, they've got to do a better job of marketing themselves. Here's their opportunity. And I thought there were some real good things. I wish we hadn't been on the air. I actually would have watched the red carpet thing. Like the purple carpet, I guess it was purple because it was out in Colorado. It was happening while we were on the air. And I guess MLB Network was live there. And I think SportsCenter had some cut-ins for it, but I think that's a great idea. And it's not original necessarily, but now they're doing it and tying it into when the players show up. You saw some video and some pictures from there. Bryant and his wife and child. Nick Castellanos wearing the T-shirt with the drawing of him that his son made while his son is also there. Stuff like that, like an opportunity to really try to get to know some of these guys. I thought it was cool.
Yeah, I thought it was smart. I do what you can to promote your sport. I personally don't think there's a tremendous amount of room for growth for baseball in America, but there clearly is room for growth for the sport outside of America. I mean, Shohei Ohtani, Japanese sensation, baseball very popular over there. Liam Hendricks talking about maybe more kids from Australia or New Zealand will watch this and get into the game. Like, giving your stars an opportunity to showcase their personality and market itself, never a bad thing.
Yeah.
Never a bad thing. You and I have had the conversation about baseball and just, I believe it's more of a regionalized sport and how we are splintered as an entertainment force that it's very, very difficult for people to be like, you know what I'm going to do with my time after I watch my 3-hour Cubs game? Watch my 3-hour Angel game. Like, I don't I don't think that that's happening very regularly.
Right. But in terms of introducing people to these stars in a different way, I thought the road trip piece in the pregame, did you see that? Where it's like, it was just before first pitch.
I saw you tweeted it. I came to the game a little late, so I did not see it.
They had a car in front of a green screen, and they put, like, teammates in there, like there was four Nationals in the car talking to each other. We have a little clip of it, actually, that the Phenom pulled.
July sunshine. Time for baseball's midsummer trip to the top.
Kyle, do you have any five? Go fish.
East Coast, West Coast, every big city in between.
98 bottles of beer, though.
The game's greats, driven to succeed.
A plural noun.
Dingers.
Is that a noun?
Climbing toward Colorado, every roadmap pointing toward the Rockies.
I think we're lost.
A mile-high showcase of power and prestige.
You know Colorado's the centennial state?
Of course I knew that. I was a geography major.
Pull in, park, and play.
Punch buggy, no punch bet.
At Major League Baseball's All-Star Game.
So they're doing like punch buggy. That was the White Sox singing 98 bottles of beer on the wall as they're theoretically in a car together in uniform on the way to the All-Star game. Guys doing Mad Libs. Need a plural noun. Dingers, you know, is the answer. Just like, I just thought that was sharp. And then at the end, they showed the green screen. They had the self-aware moment of saying, oh, yeah, here we are in front of the green screen. So that was well done for a moment.
Good. I mean, I think that your sport is doing not as good of a job as they can. Because, as Shane mentioned, there are blackout restrictions that are archaic. And there are a few other issues that you could... We talked about the uniforms earlier.
Oh, so stupid. So stupid.
And TA, who consulted on the City Edition uniforms for the White Sox, TA, I think the Phenom has it, did not exactly think the uniforms looked very good last night.
Tim, what do you think of the uniforms?
I think we could do better. I think we can do better, man. We got to get some players' opinions on that.
Get some players' opinions. There you go.
Yeah.
Just put them in their regular uniforms. They take a team photo in the regular uniforms, Danny. It's like they do that, and then they put on these freaking ridiculous things, and that should be the last time ever, but of course they're not going to have that be the last time ever. They're going to do it next year.
No, but every sport has its shortcomings and its failures when it comes to this sort of stuff. people just, because baseball was America's pastime and it was the most popular sport in the country, there's this belief that it could get back there again if it was just properly managed.
Yeah, and that's not going to happen. But it doesn't mean you don't try, you know?
I agree with you. I agree.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is that they are trying. They make mistakes. They do some things that are short-sighted. They have, I think what they have that maybe football and basketball don't really deal with is like the old guard. Like I don't really know what the equivalent in football is of the person who in baseball loves the bunt, hates the bat flip, and believes in throwing at guys for vigilante justice.
It is the guy who says you have to run the ball over and over and over.
But who is that in the establishment, though?
He doesn't he doesn't work here anymore.
No. Yeah, no. He was our golfing partner at Cantini.
Yeah,
I know.
Yes.
No, but I'm saying, like,
oh no.
What coach is that? You know, there are some broadcasters.
There's a couple coaches. There's a couple coaches who think about it that way, and they get derided. They get derided by new school, you know, offense first people like you. So that I mean, some sports have that.
If you were a basketball coach and you were like, you know what, I want the low post game and the mid range game to carry my team. You'd be the worst team in the NBA, and you'd be fired. You know, like those sports, if you came out and you said, you know, I got Lamar Jackson, Pat Mahomes, Deshaun Watson, Josh Allen, we're going to do I formation, and we're going to pound the rock 40 times a game, you'd be fired immediately.
Well, I don't think that's if you were successful at it, you'd get away with it. Look how much the Baltimore Ravens run and ran their way to a 14-2 record and then lost in the playoffs.
But Lamar Jackson runs.
Yes. Well, Derrick Henry and the Tennessee Titans. So there are degrees of this that do happen in other sports certain forces try to harken back a little bit.
But Tony La Russa has the second most bunts in the AL. I mean, it's happening in our city.
Say that again?
Tony La Russa has the second most bunts in the American League, says the Phenom.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there are more things like that in your game than there are in the other popular team sports. And then when you combine it with that it was the pastime and that it is so regionalized, it's tough. But, Shane, you know a person who does social media for MLB. They do a good job.
Yeah, my friend Jess Whitney runs the Cut 4 account, and that's
a great account.
All platforms, Twitter, Instagram. Their TikTok was on fire last night. She had Shohei Ohtani and Fernando Tatis Jr. doing the most popular TikTok trends in the world. So they're doing, and this is an MLB-affiliated program, they're doing everything they can to attract this younger audience, but it's just, I don't know what's missing, because they're doing all the right things.
The excitement of the sport for that younger audience is what's missing. And that's why when we get to my big baseball fix, Shane, do you still have your document open? Your baseball fix document?
Yeah.
Let me just rattle some stuff off. Sticky stuff regulation, and that's working, by the way. If people haven't paid attention, the league-wide batting average since June 3rd is up 10 points. League-wide OPS is up 30 points since the 3rd of June. So write that one down for me.
But what am I writing? Just sticky stuff regulation?
Yeah, just
we're already doing that.
Yeah, we're doing that. Okay, great. Here's the next one. A strike zone regulation and automation. So
robot
we need that
umpires.
In there. Yeah, robot umpires. Ball regulation. Let's have the ball be the same all the time. The pitch clock, like Brian Scalabrine mentioned. I think he was onto it, Danny. Scal was on it.
What are we changing the pitch clock to? It's at what, 22 seconds or 20 seconds?
Enforce it at, let's call it 17.
You know what's good about
and
softball?
Enforce it.
We talk about softball on the show.
Mm-hmm.
That college softball World Series or whatever, that's 10 seconds once you get the ball, and that thing moves quickly.
Yes.
As soon as the pitcher has the ball in their hands, she's got 10 seconds to pitch the ball.
You want 15? Want to go 15?
15.
All right, 15 on the pitch clock and truly enforce it, and you will see a lack of 100 percenters out there. Cap pitchers at 12 or 11 maybe even. That's bold. Let's call it 12 right now. Cap pitchers at 12 on a roster. So managers have to think about letting their starter go a little further. And shift rules, just go ahead and put two fielders on either side of second base, and they have to play on the dirt is where they have to be. All right, thank you very much.
Having four of us here with Tim being added has been huge. I mean, we had the Girth brothers originally with the Los Lance Lynn or the Los Lance Liam thing going on. But, it's a good group, and we keep each other lighthearted. We keep making fun of each other at all times. We just got done with some photos where the entire time it was pretty much just pushing each other out of the way to get the limelight. So.
The personalities are there.
Yes,
personalities are there to be marketable. The Girth brothers.
We had the Girth brothers.
That's tremendous.
You kidding me?
Lance Lynn is a
Carlos
big bastard.
Carlos Rodon and Lance Lynn are the Girth brothers.
Just two thick boys. They're girthy.
With three C's apiece.
Four C's for Lynn.
Wow. That's a lot of thickness. Okay.
The marketability is there for the individual personalities.
I think so. Well, let's go, Brooks
Boyer.
They're
just picking the wrong people.
The thick boys on the south side.
South side thick boys. It should. The Girth Brothers.
The Girth Brothers.
The Girth Brothers.
Hey, we could do that t-shirt.
We could, yeah.
We could
ever get it approved.
We'll get it approved, and we should get that up by the time football season comes.
I'll make it today,
comes.
In 2023, we'll sell the Girth Brothers t-shirts. Damn it! Neither
Come
guy
on.
On the team.
I thought about it when Ambidextrous Gravy came into the game on Sunday. Yeah, right, Crochet was good. Kopech was good. I'm like, where's my t-shirt?
Girth Brothers can work, though, because NFL players are big. Like, Goldman can work. Hicks can work. Mack can work. We can get blue and orange going for the Girth Brothers for the Bears.
Okay, so Girth Brothers can carry over from one sport
to the
next.
Yeah, you want it
to
be in a sport that sells, like football.
Oh, boy.
We had the Girth Brothers.
There it is. There
it's a good
is.
Point by the hit and run producer. I knew I liked him. It's on our game.
I was trying to help sell t-shirts, that's all. Not making statements about games here.
Speaks has to leave, by the way, today at 5 o'clock. You know what's happening at 5? Football conversation.
Oh, man, see, I like football conversation, though, Danny.
Yeah, sure you do.
I do. I sure enjoy it.
I know you do. But today, as soon as you leave, football, mister. Tomorrow at 5, old friend of the show returning. It took us exactly 6 minutes for him to say yes to us. We'll tell you who it is coming up on The Score. Football conversation at 5 today. Bill Fichtner. On The Score tomorrow. Very excited.
Oh, my God. That's awesome. Danny, I wish we had a musical connection, you and I. I feel like we're going to need to foster that and work on that. This is Cypress Hill. Sean just played it out of nowhere.
Insane in the Membrane.
It's the same album. Good to see we do have it. This is I Want to Get High, So High. And I've thought about Cypress Hill for years because they had a hype man, guy who went, Insane in the Brain. You know that guy?
Yeah.
It's Carlos Boozer. Like they would do hits from the bong. Hits from the bong! Get him,
that
Joe!
Was Carlos Boozer?
It was basically the same thing. Carlos Boozer was a hype man on those Bulls teams the way that the Cypress Hill guy was the hype man on all their songs. You know? And you and I could... Well, actually, I guess we did just hang out and talk about that.
Oh, so, yeah, it wasn't so we need, actually so we, Carlos Boozer?
No, it wasn't actually. But the comp is right there. Right there in front of our faces.
So we need a hype man?
I think a hype man would be a great thing just to have in life, you know? Like, it's just somebody walking around behind us going, yeah! Just yes-ending everything we do in life. I suppose
just
we
pumping
do,
you up.
Yeah. I suppose we do that for each other.
You got it right. You got to be your own hype man, though, right? You got to...
Yes.
You got to believe in yourself.
Yes, you do. You need
that confidence.
That confidence, that irrational confidence. I bet our guy Bill Fichtner has had that irrational confidence at different times in his life, huh? See that segue? See me bring that back around?
It was right there. It was right there for you. We're gonna talk about
groaning.
Some.
He's groaning.
Yeah,
killed the tease, didn't we?
No, I said it.
Oh, you said it already? Was that when I was coming in there to fix your computer?
Yes.
All right, my bad.
Yes.
Yeah, I said it.
Okay,
said
yeah. Bill tomorrow.
Yeah, Bill. Yeah, it'll be good. Bill,
but this can I tell the funny story, Danny? About how
please.
We got Bill?
Yeah, please.
So I emailed Bill's assistant. I was like, hey, MLB All-Star break. We'd love to have Bill on. He said, all right, here's the thing. He's super busy. I'm going to check with him. Very hectic schedule. I don't know if it's going to happen this time. 6 minutes later, Bill would be happy to do it. He loves you guys. He's super excited.
Oh, those guys? Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
The guy does nothing.
Chicago an artist.
Chicago sports talk? Yeah, you bet. Yeah, I'm in.
He'll drop anything to come on the radio with us.
I don't know why. I don't know why he's so amused by us, but I'm very much looking forward to having Bill Fichtner on to tell more random stories. Yeah. And I saw that he is in an upcoming movie about Joe Exotic and Tiger King with like a weird cast. He's not playing Tiger King, but he's got a role in it. I'll have it all fleshed out for you tomorrow. But like it's you know everyone in the cast. It's like a real budget production.
Oh boy.
Yeah. It's got weird potential, and I'm looking forward to talking to Fichtner about it.
Weird potential, I would think so.
I mean, Google this right now.
All those people were just ripe for satire. They were living, breathing white trash satire. That's what made it so fun to watch.
Oh, it's a Peacock thing.
Yes, William Fichtner to play Rick Kirkham in recasting in Peacock limited series.
Rick Kirkham is the older. Okay, yeah, he's the older guy, like the veteran nature documentarian, like nature filmmaker. I think that's who Rick Kirkham is.
So Cameron Mitchell is playing Joe Exotic. Kate McKinnon is so John Cameron Mitchell is Joe Exotic. Excuse me. Kate McKinnon is Carol Baskin.
Oh, come on.
Yeah,
I'm in.
And Fichtner is replacing Dennis Quaid in this role.
So John Cameron Mitchell was Hedwig in The Angry Inch years ago, and just a very funny and quirky actor.
Yeah.
But Kate McKinnon is Carol Baskin. That's going to be way over the top.
The director is the woman Kate Shortland who directed Black Widow?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, man.
Fichtner's going to have stories, man. This guy's had a weird, very wild career that he likes talking about with us for some reason.
Yeah. And Buffalo Bills stuff, you know. We'll see what he thinks about Mitch in the offseason workouts. He probably's been following along, or he'll do the research.
He will be prepared. He will have research. Last night I was sad and proud. Two different emotions, two different events tied to the All-Star game last night. One on the field, one on the show. Sadness and pride. We will tell both stories next on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.